El Ford
Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have you company this Wednesday afternoon. Well, autumn's here. The clocks are back. And it's time to think about getting out those winter woolies. Should I be saying it this time? No, not yet. The sun's still shining. But hey, if you're getting just a little bit worried that winter's coming, it's time to take 25. Put your feet up, relax, and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene on Two Sugars, listening to 104.6 Planet FM.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. There's an only way to say. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag. Just be a queen. Don't be. Give yourself prudence and love your friends. Subway can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different love is not a sin, but be capital H I N. Me, I'm on it, brulee, bye, guys. I'm beautiful in my way. Just got me so mistakes. I'm on the right track today. That I would fall this way. Don't let yourself in regret. Love yourself instead. I'm on the right track today. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, your black, white, beige, chola descent, your Lebanese, your Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast or leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this way. No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, chola or Orient, me, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave.
Oh, that's a great track. Like that kind of, you know, bit of a beat to it.
Nice one to travel by too.
Yeah, actually now saying that, who do you travel with? I was coming up from Hamilton the other day. Now, if any of us Aucklanders, you know, as soon as you get over the Bombays, your radio starts getting a bit crackly and anyway, so I always hit the CD. And this time I was coming home and I was actually quite tired. And I thought, oh, I just need something, you know, to pep me up and to join me. And I started with Pink Floyd, but I just found, no, I just didn't kind of want that real instrumental long interludes and stuff. So I got ABBA to come home with me.
Well, there's such a revival going on with Abbott at the moment, and even they are reviving and putting out another record. So that's pretty amazing. Yeah. And they've always been a good dance beat.
Yeah, they have, actually. Yeah. You know, and it's quite funny, when you've grown up with them, you can also join in singing, which probably amused a lot of motorists that passed me.
Well, they just think you're talking on your earpiece and carrying on with business. They probably don't even realise you're singing unless your head's going flat out.
But yeah, no, well, that's a problem as well.
Anything that's got a good beat keeps people going. And it's funny because all the songs with a good beat, no matter how old they are, the young ones know them all anyway. So, it's only the ones that are sort of really into their lyrics rather than the actual rhythm and the beat of the song that get tiring and... Yeah, all the old stuff goes on and on.
Well, it's interesting lyrics, aren't they? Because I'm sure I don't sing them correctly. I've probably made up 100 types of different lyrics. And, you know, you go back and then when you finally read the little bit, you know, that has all the lyrics on them, you think, oh.
That's hilarious. I was watching a program on TV one day that was all about that. And people were singing their favourite song and all the words to it that they had thought for years and years was how the song was sung. And then the lyrics would be put up next to it. And like we're talking about Chalk and Cheese, the lyrics were totally about something unbelievably different for what they thought they were singing about.
It's funny what you hear, isn't it?
It is.
And I think just the different sounds, and, you know, when you think that you grow up with learning different sounds, you probably don't hear some of the sounds, you know, and so your mind fills in the gap, and there you go, whole new song.
Exactly. Well, my choir teacher many, 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 many years ago...
I was in a choir.
I used to be able to sing, but I can't now. And she used to absolutely detest modern music simply for that reason, that you couldn't understand what they were saying. And so we had to dot our T's with our tongues and yodel our I's so carefully all the time and make sure every single word was pronunciated so perfectly.
I could actually see you in a choir.
Well, I went from a choir to a band, so I wouldn't put too much on a choir for me.
Wow. So you're pretty musical.
It taught me how to sing. Well, I can read music and I used to sing, but no, I'm not. I'm very musical in that I absolutely love music and I love dance and I've always had a lot of that in my life. And yes, I used to sing years ago, but that was only when I was a young teenager and, you know, we all do fun things like that to set ourselves off and it was really awesome and I've always enjoyed singing. But for some reason now, and I think it's got a lot to do with allergies and hay fever, I can't sing. If I annoy myself, like I can't hold a note and I can hear myself going flat and sharp and crackling and that, then I can't stand singing in front of anybody else anymore, whereas I used to love it because I was so confident of how I could sing. So.
I'm totally tone deaf. You know, I would never, ever sing in front of anybody. You know, the only people that would hear me sing is my car and my shower.
Well, you see, I don't really sort of care about that. When you're out having fun, like I had this friend, he was an English guy. You could get him on the dance floor all the time and he would be singing his head off. And honestly, he could not sing one note in tune. It was the worst sound that used to come out of him. But look, he was the happiest guy having so much fun. So what the heck?
Isn't it funny?
Yeah, it's cool.
Do you know, actually, I caught something on the TV the other night, but I only caught it, so I didn't see the whole story. But it was something about a lady who had put together a bit of a choir in, it was in one of the retirement villages, but you had to have something wrong with you to join this choir. And I think, you know, there was stuff like allergies, and I think it was just that whole point. Fun.
Yeah, exactly.
To motivate,
and
to
getting them doing
you.
Something different. And, and a lot of people always want to be able to sing, but they're too frightened to, and they think they're too bad to. So that was one of the things that I used to love about Keith. He didn't care. He just sang because he was happy. And I think if people just get out there and do that, that's really cool.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah.
And singing is like smiling. You know, if you're depressed, you go and look in the mirror and you make yourself smile even if you don't feel like it, and that whole thing brings down all the whatever they're called that lift your spirit, and singing does exactly the same thing.
I think they actually have laughing workshops, don't you, that you can actually attend.
So oh, do they?
Yeah, I've heard of that. Actually, one of our guests a while ago told us about that. Yes, you can actually go to a laughing workshop and they hold them so you can just go out and laugh out loud all together. I mean, go figure.
Oh, count me out of that.
Yeah.
I think that's taking things a little bit too far. I'll go laugh in front of the mirror or somewhere or with you or over the radio. But no, I don't need a workshop to laugh.
No, you kind of didn't think so. But isn't it interesting that maybe that for some people we do? We've missed that in our life?
I think people do that to get the companionship as well. So, if somebody's come up with something like that that turns it into a fun thing for people who need it, then what the heck, I shouldn't be rubbishing it.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Nice little money spinner as well, isn't it? Like something that we can do naturally that we actually have to pay for somebody to actually make us laugh.
Talk about money spinners. Now, I go through the Northern Toll gate, tunnel, whatever you call it.
Oh, I'm too stingy for that. I still go the freeway.
Yes, well, I always go the freeway as long as I've got the time. But if I'm running short of time, then I will use the tunnel. But I flatly refuse to have an account with them because they are the biggest rip-off company I've ever come across. And we're talking about New Zealand Transport here because they're the ones operating it. And when they first started this thing, I sort of got a big thing in my bonnet about it. And because when you open an account with them, you're not allowed to slip below $10. And when you open an account with them, you have to give them your bank account details so that they can make an automatic payment the minute it slips below $10 of another $10 into your account.
No way.
So these people, I mean, how many would there be? 500,000? A million people who have accounts with New Zealand Transport going either over the Tauranga Bridge or through the tunnel because they're all linked. I'm coming to that. I didn't know they were. And so they have 500,000 people's $10 sitting in their bank accounts for them to do whatever they want with. I mean, that is so wrong. Anyway, I'm up at my sister-in-law's and she's telling me the story. She's had an account for ages. She didn't listen to me and was quite happy to let them have her $10. And she said, oh, you know what happened? I remembered all the things she told me about the tunnel recently because they charged $10 to my account. And she said, I've been away and my son's been away who was linked to her account and we haven't used the tunnel. So she said, I queried it and tried to find out where all the money's gone. And to cut a long story short, she'd been charged for trips over the Tauranga toll thing and neither she nor her son have ever been down there. And two of the times she was charged for trips, both she and her son were out of the country and their cars were locked up in their garages. And so she remembered all this and all the things. And of course, Vodafone did this to me once. I got charged for a whole pile of calls on Vodafone when I wasn't anywhere in the vicinity for me to have been able to make calls or my phone. And they said exactly the same thing. Oh, it's the automated system that's got a glitch in it. We'll fix that for you. Have you ever heard such a load of rubbish in your life? So, wow. You see, what happened? So, Jo then went back into her account and checked, and she found about six or seven other times that she'd been charged. It's only $2 each time. So, most people
doesn't matter, though. That's
don't
a lot of money.
Check.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the same with, all these little scams that come out, the people don't check the little small amounts. And if you've got 500,000 people, only $2, how much money is that?
That's a lot of money, isn't it?
Exactly. So, anyway, I just thought I'd point that out, that it's not just the illegal scammers that are doing all this stuff nowadays. This is our New Zealand Transport Department who's done this.
And unless someone asks them or queries it, it just happens.
Because it's such a small amount, people don't even think about it. And if they're the sort of people that are going to have accounts with them and leave that money there, they're not, it's not the sort of people that would be checking all the time anyway.
No.
So I only ever pay individually online for each trip.
But then they
won't even prepay.
They charge you then, don't they? Isn't there a fee?
Yeah, there is, but it's about 20 cents more than what the people who have accounts is. And if I look at how much I'd earn on that $10 over the year, thank you, I'm actually making on it.
But why on earth should you have to pay a fee? And then they took away, they had the where you could pay in the booth. They've gone.
Oh, actually, they've actually stopped the fee, I should say, which I only found that out this time because I've just paid and it's $4.80 and it's $2.40 per
right
per car per crossing. Yep. So they've deducted the fees. They must have got too many.
many complaints about that. Yeah.
How about that, though? I was astounded when she was telling me. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I thought Tauranga had they'd finished the tolls there.
Yep. Still charging.
Oh.
Still charging.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I'm a miser. I'm a freebie person. Even if I'm running late, I'm a freebie person because I forget. Mm-hmm. And I remember when it first opened too, I thought we should be able to text it through.
Yep.
No, they weren't bothered with that at all. And then I'd forget, and then it would go interest on interest, and then it was like, you know, you're going to go to court, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, all I've done is forgotten to pay this bill. And then it was 7 days, and you'd think you've had the Saturday and Sunday. No, oh, just, yeah.
And it's only 5 days now, which makes me very curious to how the tourists get on, because they've only got 5 days to pay that toll. And if they're going up north and then coming back down again, it might be, you know, 10 to 15 days before they come back down, and they think, oh, I'll just pay it all together at the end.
Oh, well, I think most of the hire companies do, though. So when you hire your car, it goes through your account there and at the hire place. I am quite sure that picks it up. And that did in Australia too, and that was quite good actually, because there were quite a few toll roads over there and you just didn't have to think about it.
Right.
It just read it bleeped. You heard it bleep when you went on one of those toll roads, and it was charged to the hire company. So when you kind of signed off, you could see how many that you had been through. Yeah.
So why can't we have a bleep system here instead of having to have an account? Well, I guess it is a bleep
system.
Directly out of the account.
But that's
something that I think is so wrong.
Yeah, no, and so I'm not what are they? Is it direct credit, debit? Mm.
I won't do it either.
No way. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I got stung with that about 15 years ago when it first came out. And a company that I'd set a direct debit up with, and I cancelled the service, and they kept taking money out of my account for a year later. And in the end, the only way I'd written to them, I'd gone around and seen them, I'd done everything that you possibly could. My bank said that I had handed authority to them, that they could not stop it, that the people that I'd given the authority to had to stop it through the bank system, and that still applies today.
Wow.
And people do not realise that that's what they're doing. They're giving the other person the right to take money out of their bank account.
Yeah, and I think I'd heard of that with a lot of people, where it was when you had to stop it that it became an issue.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I had to take it to court in the end, and the company did have to pay me back for everything that they'd taken out. But it took over a year, and it took the cost of a lawyer to get this to stop. And this was, I think it was a, it was a very prominent company. I honestly can't remember, but it was a very prominent company, like your rubbish bins or your telephones or something like that, that I'd signed ever since then, never.
Yeah.
I say, no, I will set up my automatic payment from my side. I'm not giving you the right.
No, absolutely. It's a shocker sometimes, hey, when you don't read all that fine print, and that's where it is. Mm. It's all in that fine
print. You really do have to read the fine print, because that company, UE's, the insurance company, they will not give you insurance unless you put your premium on a automatic debit authority form.
Ah, well, they'll never get my...
I cancelled mine too. I was taking out a whole pile of travel insurance with them. And then they asked for that, and I said, no, sorry, I'll set it up some other way. And they said, no, that's the only way we have. And I went, well, I've just wasted about 3 hours of your time and my time, because that's never going to happen. And that was it. Yeah.
It's so crazy. And we see all these little bits slipping in here and there, and we just don't, I think we just get blind to it in the end, or we don't realise. But there's so many little extra fees on things. And as you say, 40 cents there, a dollar there, you know, you buy your tickets, you use your Visa, there it goes, another little fee, and you're paying fees on top of those fees, and oh my gosh, it goes on forever.
Yeah, I know, it does. And because we never check them, because they're such small amounts, they get away with it. And the more they get away with it, the more they do it, and the more it adds up, and it just keeps going on. Anyway, moving on from that, haven't we had a terrible time? That terrible time we had down in Christchurch, that was shocking. Where were you when that happened?
Oh, I can't remember, actually. Actually, I didn't know. I must have been busy working because I came home that night and Jeff told me about it. So I would have been training, I would have think, somewhere nowhere near a radio.
Yeah, I was much the same. It was a shock to me when I came back. But New Zealand is now in the international scene.
No, we're just in the real world now.
Yeah.
Our little naive little, we're a nice little safe haven, has gone.
Exactly.
Yeah. We've entered the real world and that's it. Thanks to an Australian. Sorry, I had to add that in there. It doesn't matter who it was. It is everywhere, isn't it? And it's that tolerance, I suppose, yeah.
Yes, and I think it runs around the whole spectrum, you know, completely from one end to the other. I don't know how you can't fix it worldwide. You're never going to be able to fix it worldwide. And as long as we've got so many, fanatics out there killing people every day in Africa, Boko Haram, and, you know, all around the world, there's so many different organisations. And they're training regularly, and so many of these countries are allowing all these people to train in them, and it's just crazy. So now we've got another one that's joined the race, and it's a totally different side of it. It's always been there since the Hitler days, but
it's gone off a bit. Our history is full of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you just kind of think in the civilised world today that actually we might have grown up.
You would think so. But you're always going to have your fanatics, so we have to move on. But that was a horrible for people, and my heart goes out to all my Muslim friends. And I actually sat there and spent, when I found out about it, I had a little cry, and then I sat there and spent an hour ringing all my friends and clients and workers and that I had that were Muslim and just checking to make sure they were all right and in the right place.
And I think, you know, from all of us at Two Sugars here, our heart does go out to you, and you know, there's what was nice to see was New Zealand rallying, you know, together to help them, and I think that still goes on today as well. But just making sure that they do get that support they need, I think, is really, really important.
Oh, they've definitely got that. I just hope New Zealand knows when to stop and doesn't overdo things like they often do, you know. It's like, don't cook the turkey too much, just leave it where it is and have it nice and juicy. Yeah.
And someone said something the other day which I thought was interesting, that the more and more we keep it in the forefront of the news, the harder it is for the families.
Okay, moving on.
To be able to, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I thought.
Well, that actually makes sense because we're forever kind of reliving this absolute tragedy and horror, and for them it's just like, you know, we kind of need to get on with our lives, you know. And I thought, well, that's actually a fair comment. Yeah.
No, I agree with that. And I liked hearing how the money was being spent, you know. So people who have lost the driver and their family are being given driving lessons and, you know, all sorts of really practical things that we don't think about. You know, we think about, okay, they've lost their main breadwinner, so I can understand what's happening there. But driving lessons, that just didn't occur to me.
I didn't think of that, actually. Yeah. I haven't really kind of kept up with where the money's actually going. I was just hoping it would go to the right place, because sometimes I think when you do give, it doesn't get to the right place and it doesn't get to the people that actually need it.
I totally agree. I'm very picky about where I give money.
So from all of us here at Two Sugars, all our Two Sugars sisters, and I'm sure Cara and Kim will also be with us in saying that our hearts do go out to everybody, and we just want to keep everybody safe and make sure that they are looked after. Well, that's it. That's all we've got time for today. So we'll catch up with you the same time, same place next week. And I don't know, are we going to have another moan about something? Who knows?
Oh, we only had one little moan. Yeah. So it's only the toll road. Everything else was positive.
We'll see you the same time, same place next week.
Around. I never should have left you there. Boy, this traffic is making me sick. Boy, I can't wait to have you near. Gotta hurry, hurry, hurry now. Quick, quick, quick. Just step on the gas, cause I don't wanna miss this. This opportunity will only come once in my life. My life. Hurry, hurry, hurry now. Quick, quick, quick. Just step on the gas,
cause I don't wanna miss this. See what you're bringing me, boy, it's priceless. I gotta be out of my mind not to try this. Through strength I found love in time.